We're rising.
Ignition sequence start.
We're rising.
Joy FM. Technically, the first day of spring is what?
March was over the weekend.
21st, yeah. March 20th, 21st, something like that. Mm-hmm. So today's March 23rd.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I thought I would do a little spring cleaning.
Oh.
Translation, okay. Giveaways. So I was in my office yesterday after the show, and I just have, I've just got stuff everywhere, and it's starting to get to me, and I'm mm-hmm. just ready to clean out. And I don't know if it's proximity to Bill or what, but I collect books, and I've never collected books, and I buy books.
You got a stack of them
right
there.
Apparently you buy multiples.
I do, with always thinking I'll give more away, mm-hmm. or people will ask for them, and I've just gotten backed up. So we're going to do a little spring cleaning.
Oh, man, that's one of my favorites right there.
I know.
Yes.
I know. Mm-hmm. Timothy Keller, Counterfeit Gods.
So important. Yeah. Such an important book.
We talked yesterday about who has been influential. Mm-hmm. over your spiritual life formation. Tim Keller has been that for a lot of people.
Yeah, for sure.
So I have Counterfeit Gods. I've got Annie F. Downs, 100 Days to Brave. Mm-hmm. And then, oh my goodness, this book last year.
Another one really important for us
last year. Yeah, John Mark Comer, The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. It really, man, it's the book that I've probably been waiting for 10 years. Just permission to slow down and mm-hmm. he echoed everything I had been feeling for a while now mm-hmm. that we were not designed to move at the pace that life has caused us to move at.
Yes.
And as hard as last year was, I think it was Mike Weaver who said the other day is that if there's mm-hmm. one thing we've learned from last year, it's that life can slow down. It
yeah.
can slow down, and you can still function. and then of course,
look at that,
the BIBLE.
Two of the
yes, that's the book
NLT.
For me. Yeah,
hold
they're smaller.
Again.
It's the compact version, and mm-hmm. I meant to buy the larger, so I bought these by accident.
Right.
So if you don't need reading glasses,
right, or this is for you. Yeah. So how do we want to do this? Because I've got 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate?
I'd
I've
love
got
to see somebody
giveaways.
Who's like a new Christian pick up those Bibles, one of those two Bibles.
All right. We'll take the first. You want to take the first two callers right now?
Sure.
Or you want to have them text?
Why not both? You've got plenty of books right there.
Okay. So, well, let's just do Bibles first or we're going to get confused.
Right.
So right now we're giving away...
The two
Bibles,
NLT Bibles.
One, the first person to text, mm-hmm. 800-456-8910, and the first person to get through on the phone.
Okay.
800-456-8910. We have an NLT compact, thin, slimline Bible
right.
for you.
Now, if you are of a certain age.
Yeah.
And
do
you,
not
you
call
wear,
and do not text.
Because the
listen,
you'll need larger print.
I right. just turned 50.
Large print over there.
Yeah, we're not saying this insultingly.
No, I will use myself as an example. I am 50. Mm-hmm. I wear glasses. I bought these by mistake. I thought they were bigger. I cannot see it really even with my glasses. You will not, this will not be an enjoyable
You
read.
Probably need to be a 20-something.
Yeah, you need to
really
be 20. So... Two Bibles, 800-456-8910. One over text, one to call.
When Carmen spring cleans, we all benefit. So that's what's happening early this morning. Carmen's giving away two NLT Bibles, and Hitch already has those winners. So he's in there
Perfect.
Filling out the information
yes.
and all that, and lots of interest in this morning.
All right, let's go round two.
Oh, well, he's not going to like you for that.
I know. By the way, we didn't miss his birthday, but we didn't celebrate his birthday. We've got to make that up. We have.
I realize
he's listening right now.
I know he is. Oh, what I was going to say?
Yeah.
Because his birthday was February 24th, and mm-hmm. I was about to say we have got to celebrate his birthday before we hit March 24th, but
Which
that's
is
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay,
hey,
April,
Hitch, you want
April
one of these
24th.
Books?
So, April 24th. We'll give ourselves to April 24th.
Oh, goodness.
I want him to have a Barnes & Noble gift card, and he wants a carrot cake. Those are our two.
Oh,
that's
man,
well,
that's
yeah.
a great birthday.
We ought to
right
be
there.
Able to do that in a month.
I know, but when you say we, Peter, Mark, you mean you.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that same thing happens at home when we say we.
Yeah.
It means you. Anyway.
Hey, can we? Yes, I will. Yes.
Okay. 100 Days to Brave, Annie F. Downs. This is a book that's been out for a little bit, but this is just a sweet little devotion. And I've got two of those. And let's just say one by phone, 800. What is that? One by sea, one by land?
No, it's one if by sea and two if by land.
That. 800, but I only have two books. Right. 800-456-8910. Call us, first caller, and then 800-456-8910. Yeah. Text us.
And this one say, I want the Annie Downs book. Yeah, just Annie F. Downs or just Annie Downs. Put that in your text or call and
yeah,
a couple random
callers. The winners are coming.
All right, we've given away two books this morning.
We've given away four books.
Two different titles. The Bible.
Yes.
NLT and Annie F. Downs' book.
Yep.
So we have that book, Ruthless Elimination of Hurry.
Can I say hi to some folks?
Well, sure.
Cheryl in Douglasville and Michelle in Lakeland, they're getting the Bibles. And Maxine in Mulberry and Haley, I have a Haley, in Carrollton, they're getting the Annie F. Downs books.
Perfect.
See, Bill, you were about to rush right on past that.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Okay.
But you're hurrying right on through.
I like giving Carmen's books away.
You're not getting what I'm saying.
All right.
I get what you're saying, and I'm
you're trying to give away the Ruthless Elimination of
Hurry.
And I'm trying to point out that
totally,
you're rushing right there.
Yes, I got up to go.
Oh my goodness.
I was totally tracking.
I tracked with you too, Dave. Okay. Take a breath.
Deep breath. He comes in the room. Like Kramer, he ran to get his coffee and he comes back in. He's like,
Tea. You have to drink tea slowly. Okay. The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry, probably one of the most important books we read last year. We had no idea at the beginning of the year that 2020 was going to be an illustration in The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. This is by John Mark Comer. And here's the way I thought we could give this away today. I thought it would be fun to hear from you. This is not as...
It's going to be a quiz.
Not as quizzy, not as teacherly.
What do you mean by not as
nerdy?
Quizzy.
I'd love for you to text us your favorite place where you go to find solitude and silence.
Oh, that's good.
There's four things that, you know, were takeaways from this book. There's four key disciplines. Silence and solitude is one. Simplicity is another one. Slowing is another one. And Sabbath. And we talked about all those last year. And so we would love to have your place. Where do you go for silence and solitude? And if you have a pick, even better. You can text us the pick and just tell us where it is. Where's your place? Your silent solitude place. Text us at 800-456-8910. We'll pick a random winner and give away two books, The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. I actually love this question. We were asking you to text us your place of silence and solitude. We're giving away the book, The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. Can I just share some of these? They're very, very creative. Our listeners are very creative to where they go to find solitude and silence. My place is my backyard, sitting where I see and hear trees and birds and butterflies and all of God's creation. Megan said she goes to her parents' farm in Alabama for solitude.
I love that. Yeah.
Someone else goes for a walk in their local park. Let's see. The shower, where I can just wash the day away.
Yeah.
Love it. In front of a fire.
Ooh, yes.
In front of a fire.
Yes.
Some people send us pictures. Let's see. Let's see. Running or writing. Those are the times I feel closest to God and can hear him clearly. My lanai.
Same, same.
I'm a back porch kind of guy.
Yeah. I'm a back porch girl too.
Here's mine. This is from 904 area code, the beach.
Same.
Seeing the endless horizon of the ocean brings me to and reminds me of God's endless love. That totally was my place all growing up.
Yeah.
Was
the white
beach.
Noise of the waves covers
Absolutely.
A lot of other stuff too.
Yep. What is it about? Mm-hmm. What is it about the water? And just, as far as the eye can see, just the ocean and the horizon and... Same, Dave, the crashing waves, and it's just, God, you made that.
But you know what else? If you don't have those spots that you can get to, I've had a couple people say the parking garage is my place. I get to work 20 minutes early, and I sit in my car, and that's my silent spot.
That's good.
Yep. I could see that. A bike ride for me.
Mm-hmm.
Just taking a bike ride. Doesn't really matter where, because it's just me and the bike.
Yeah.
Love it. Hitch, you're just going to have to pick two of these at random because these are all really, really good.
So good.
Love it.
Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. If you'd like to read that book, we'll put links at themorningcruise.com. I promise you, it will be one of the best reads you've ever read, and it will change your life.
Somebody else sent a picture here. Did you guys see this picture?
Yes, I'm very jealous.
Of the cabin in the Blue Ridge Mountains. That is one of my favorite spots.
That is a beautiful deck with solitude. A great view, as a matter of
Isn't
fact.
Isn't that gorgeous?
We're very jealous.
Okay, well, back to the workday. We've got things to do today.
Yeah, summer vacation will be coming for all of us soon, so maybe we can find some of these spots. I have a new episode of All Fair with Carmen today, and this one is super, 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 super special. I want you to hang around. We've actually introduced you to Rep and Summer Gordon several years ago. They were our first joy story. If you don't know their story, they lost their young son, Sawyer, as he bicycled out onto the road, was hit by a car, did not survive his injuries, and they just have lived every parent's worst nightmare. And the strength and resolve and faith that they've shown as they've walked this road is just, it's miraculous. It is incredible and it's awe-inspiring. And they wrote a book. And so I sat down with Summer a couple of weeks ago and we recorded this podcast. And so we're going to talk about it. We're going to do links to their book coming up, but it's called Hope Remains. But hang with us because we're going to hear some audio from Summer. I am very excited about today's episode of Off Air with Carmen. So if you get a couple of minutes, go flag it and make sure you go and listen. But I want to tell you the backstory really fast. In 2016, we celebrated 30 years. 30 years as a radio station, and we did 30 years, 30 wishes for 30 years. And we loved telling your stories. So we sat at the end of the year and said, oh my goodness, we're going to miss this. What is 2017 going to look like? And that's when we came up with the idea to have joy stories, and we would just go around and tell your stories. And the very first joy story that we told was Rep and Summer Gordon. And the backstory I told just a couple of minutes ago, but if you're just tuning in, Rep and Summer had three children, have three children still, in Summer's heart, little Sawyer. But they lived every parent's worst nightmare. I mean, just worst nightmare. So sweet little Sawyer, their youngest, was on his bike and had pedaled out into the road, and he was hit by a truck. Casey was driving that truck, and Sawyer did not survive the accident. And it just sent them to their deepest despair. Mm-hmm. So we had this joy story with them. Rep and Summer were there. We'll link this at themorningcruise.com. Casey, who was driving the truck, was there, part of the joy story as well. Well, since that time, Summer and Rep have written a book. The book came out. We're going to put a link to that at themorningcruise.com too. It's called Hope Remains. And I mean, it is their walk of faith in this. Even when I was talking to Summer the other day, she was talking about how she had to be real careful, because you would just feel like if you lost your child, you would feel like, I've got license and permission to be sad the rest of my life. And she said, I had to be real careful that I didn't make my grief an idol. I'm like, who are you? Mm-hmm. Like, you are incredible. You were incredible.
Their faith and the way they reacted to Casey changed his life.
Yes. And so that's where we're going to play a clip here. And I get pretty emotional in this episode. Summer does too, of course, but I think we have a clip right here to play.
Seeing how you and Rep have walked through your grief and navigated the story that the Lord has given you is remarkable. Casey, the unlikely bond that y'all now have is only God-breathed, if I can say it that way.
Because you can't explain it. It's supernatural. And it's just really, we are drawn toward one another. And there would be times where we would be hurting and Casey would be hurting and neither of us knew. And I thought he was fine. And he's gone on about his life. And he's, you know, engaged and then married. And The next thing you know, he would show up at my house that day. The same day that I told my husband, I think, you know, I feel like he's moved on and I don't want him to live in this place of despondency anyway. But at the same time, being real and being transparent, sometimes it felt like, oh, well, he's just moved on. It's, but he's never going to move on from it. And just like we're not, we're always going to need each other. And we do have such a special bond. It's like when we're with Casey, these are the words of Ruppert. He said, I feel closer to Sawyer when I'm with Casey.
Wow.
And it doesn't make sense.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. When the best of me is barely breathing, when I'm not somebody I believe in, hold on to me.
What Summer and Rep lived, and honestly, what we all live and are still living. Just Lord, hold on to us. If you'd like to listen to the episode, we're going to have one more clip here in just a second. But if you'd like to listen to the episode of Off Air with Carmen, you can listen at Apple Podcasts. You can listen at Google, Stitcher, Spotify, any place where you get podcasts, or you can log on to themorningcruise.com and Hitch will have all the links for you right there.
When you hear the story of Summer and Rep and Casey, a lot of things go through your mind, a lot of questions, a lot of how can they, a lot of that. But the other thing that comes to mind is the question of God in all of this, because you have the right to rail and question and struggle. And I'm sure Summer and Rep did and do. And Carmen actually asked a pretty good question in this podcast.
What do you absolutely know about God? Like, what do you just know in your marrow that these things I just know are true?
I know that he is a personal and intimate God. And I know that blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. I know that. And so the past 4 years, you know, you think that when you go through suffering, you're like, all right, I'm wearing this badge. I'm off limits for a while. Nothing worse is going to possibly happen to me because that's just not okay.
Right. I've lived my testimony.
And that's just not true.
Yeah.
Because the enemy keeps coming. And after you aired the joy story, it was such a powerful testimony and it reached so many hearts. Woo, the enemy came after us.
Because he didn't want it.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he didn't.
And
want it to.
And we talk about that in our book. In our book, we are very transparent and we are very just open. And we talk about the struggles in our marriage. We talk about the attacks from the enemy afterwards. But we talk about the goodness of God and his faithfulness and how to, when we were riding in the back of the police cruiser to go see Sawyer, there was a police captain, and he was just listening and absorbing all of it. And later on, he called his chaplain and he said, how do they have that kind of faith? And we answer that question in the book because we want people to know, like, we want them to know the goodness of God.
I know you hear me, Lord.
That's Hillary Scott with Thy Will. That's the song that really impacted Summer and Rep's life. We've been telling a little bit of their story because they are the guests on Off Air with Carmen this week.
Yeah, Summer is. And they just wrote a book called Hope Remains.
A lot of people are asking about that book. Here is your opportunity to get one this morning. In fact, we have 20 of these we would like to give away this morning. And to do that, we're asking for something really specific because we'd love for you to subscribe to Off Air with Carmen. And I love that I have a subscription to it because when a new episode populates, it just pops. The notification is there on my phone. I click one button and I'm right there. So if you'd like to do that, I can tell you how to do it through Apple. Go to your Apple podcast and click subscribe. And I'm sure you can do that wherever you get your podcasts. But the first 20 people who do that, take a picture, take a screenshot of the fact that you subscribed.
Because it'll have a little check mark.
Right.
It'll say subscribed, check mark.
Take a shot of that, screenshot of that, and just text that to us at 800-456-8910.
And the first 20 people who do that, we're going to count. Hitch is, I'm not his favorite person today, man.
He has been, buy him lunch.
I know, he's been answering phones and texts. We're just giving away, today's the book day. Today's Morning Cruise book day.
Heavy lifting today for Hitch.
Yes, the first 20 people who do that, send us a screenshot that you've subscribed to Off Air with Carmen. We will send you a copy of Hope Remains. It's the new book that Summer and Rep just wrote, that they just released. So I hope you'll go and subscribe.
occasionally we will talk about something Carmen will bring to the show. Rarely will it be something that Bill and I have brought to the show, but it happens occasionally. But we'll talk about something, and then all of a sudden, people will be running to Amazon to get whatever it is we've talked about.
Yes.
And then Carmen will go to get it, and it will be gone.
It'll be gone.
There have been times we've sold things out.
Yes.
We are not the only people with that power.
Okay.
Oprah has occasionally done the same thing.
You think?
We don't even intend for that to happen.
Right.
We're not making any money off that.
Well, I don't think Oprah is either, is the thing. The latest, we didn't talk about the former prince, Harry, and Meghan's interview with Oprah.
Mm-mm.
Just quite frankly, I didn't have enough interest in it to talk about it. But there are people who follow it very closely.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a fair amount of controversy. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the chairs they were sitting in when the interview took place.
Let's see.
They were sitting
in this,
they were sitting in this patio furniture.
Okay. Huh.
Somewhere in
probably California.
In California. Yep. Montecito, California.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure it's Oprah's furniture because I think I've seen a couple of other interview clips that she's done in the same setting.
Okay.
With some other people.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
Where is it from?
You can get it at Amazon, Overstock.com, or at least you could.
I'm going to say Oprah Furniture.
Because apparently after the episode aired,
mm-hmm.
Amazon and Overstock.com both sold out of it. People were loving this particular patio furniture. The chairs, I think, go for like $554 a pair. It's not cheap patio furniture that's mm-hmm. going to wear out in 3 years and you're going to go
out to
Home Depot and get some more.
Yeah.
This is nice patio furniture. And the thing is, the patio furniture is from a company
mm-hmm.
owned by somebody else that you may know. Peter Brady.
Oh, my goodness. This is his line?
Christopher Knight.
Oh, my word.
Who, he's got a company.
Yeah.
He said, I can't take any credit at all for designing these chairs. I have nothing to do with designing. I have some talented business partners who have excellent taste and skills in delivering a line of furniture that's affordable and apparently fit for royalty, both foreign and domestic. So, yeah, he's got a thing called House Beautiful. That's the name of the brand,
okay.
His brand. So his company is where Oprah got the chairs, and then Amazon and Overstock sell out of it completely. So
I'm looking, you know,
now
right
it's a small world
when
you break it right down. Have you found it yet, Carmen?
Housebeautiful.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
of course,
Peter Brady, not only still living off residuals of the Brady Bunch and probably
yeah,
his appearances.
Yeah,
yeah. He, you know, was on the, they completely rebuilt the show, the exterior house.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they made it look like the Brady Bunch house on the inside. Did that whole thing on HGTV. And then he gets this company together with chairs.
Well, you know that they're calling everybody right now and saying, hey, you want to work some overtime? We got to make some chairs.
Oh, you
because
know
if
it.
They've sold out.
They're trying to get some more
trying,
in stock.
You know they're
it
making
is amazing
more.
Amazing how influence works,
yes,
isn't it?
Yeah,
that you can
true.
Make you can make a company. You can take it from here to there.
Yeah.
The stock thing that happened a few months ago, I mean,
yeah.
a month or two ago, that was. Do you think if I took the old plastic chairs on my back patio, sat out by the fire pit, sprayed
and
the
video,
weeds?
Videoed yourself.
You'd like to go somewhere with that?
Post it on the Morning Cruise.
Yeah.
If you could get Harry and Meghan to sit in them.
Dave was talking about the Meghan and Harry interview with Oprah. That was super divisive. I did not watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I know some folks did. But the story was that the furniture that they were sitting in
sold out.
I went and looked at the furniture. I went and Googled, you know, I just said Oprah Furniture, and it actually is great looking.
It is nice looking furniture.
It's very nice looking furniture. They've got great taste. So I'm an influencer.
Yes, this is true.
Well, that's how we started. We talked about that first.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying it tongue in cheek.
We've sold out.
We have sold out things.
Well, we haven't sold out patio furniture.
No, not at all. No, here's what I'm an influencer on. Hold on, let me go find Hitch from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hold on. I'm scrolling through my text.
You remember that your partner over here also sent you a text a couple weeks ago?
Oh, that's right. HelloFresh.
Mm-hmm. I said, okay. Here I am with Kimberly and I are making HelloFresh, and we were doing something else, and both of them had been stuff that she had
So here's, and I am saying this tongue-in-cheek, but I was influenced to buy these particular tomatoes by Tammy.
Okay.
The sugar bombs.
Yes.
And I literally was eating them yesterday when Hitch texts me. And he texts me this picture right here. Basically an empty carton of the sugar bomb.
Sure enough.
Tomatoes. Oh. Are they not? Hitches through the glass. Are they not the best? He's doing a thumbs
he loves
up.
Them.
These are the best sugar bomb tomatoes, which also reminds me of the TikTok pasta. If you've not tried the TikTok pasta, we may make it tonight. And instead of doing the pasta, I mean, Pete and Abby will do the pasta. By the way, these sugar bomb tomatoes are a little more expensive. We do not use these. These
for
are
that.
Just, we go get just a bigger container and do the little.
For your recipe.
Yes.
Yeah.
But for the TikTok pasta, so I think tonight, Abby and I were talking about this last night, but I think tonight we're going to do the TikTok pasta. She and Pete will eat the bow tie pasta, but I'm trying to stay low carb.
Can't you do zucchini noodles?
So what I'm going to do is the miracle noodles.
Oh.
The miracle noodles. I'm going to do those, rinse them. And do my there's an actual name for them, but the brand is Miracle Noodle. You've seen them, so I think I'm going to try it tonight with the Miracle Noodle. So there's our influencing for today: sugar bomb tomatoes
and the Miracle Noodles. Let us know.
TikTok pasta. Hey, if you've tried that TikTok pasta since you heard us talking about it, text us and let us know because I did have a few people make it over the weekend, and they tagged me in it, which was awesome.
Oh, cool.
So. I think that's at themorningcruise.com as well, the recipe. Yeah.
Speaking of the miracles and tomatoes,
The
rogue tomato plant that popped up in the middle of my yard.
Yeah.
Laden with green tomatoes.
Get
right
out of town.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. So we'll be harvesting probably in a week or so. It's just sitting there on the lanai. And it's producing. So, Bill, I may bring you one and make you try it.
One of the most important books I've read, at least in the last 10 years, has been Tim Keller's Counterfeit Gods. It's a classic Keller book, and the subtitle is The Empty Promises of Money, Sex, and Power, and the Only Hope That Matters. This gets to the idols behind the idols in our hearts and does business with the gospel at that level. So it's a powerful book. It's not a super heady read, but it will challenge you. There's no question, and it will spur you on to a deeper faith in the Lord. And so we got a couple of these to give away. We've given away several books today. And I thought that maybe you could just text the word power to 800-456-8910. And I want to read, because I want to read a quote about that in 1 second.
Power. I'm always tender and sensitive to the folks who are listening that they haven't grown up in church, or they haven't been in the church world, and they're not familiar with the language that we use. And so just to break it down, when you have idols, it's basically whoever's sitting on the throne of your heart, whoever's sitting on the throne of your life. An idol is what you worship.
The thing that's most important to you.
Yeah, knowingly or unknowingly. You know, I have a girlfriend, she had to recognize that she'd made her husband her idol. She cared more about her husband than she cared about the Lord. Her husband had number one place.
Mm-hmm.
Women do it with children.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have to always be the big bad things, you know, addictions or fill in the blank. It can be anything that is over God in your life is considered an idol.
I love Keller's definition of it, which is an idol is a good thing.
Yeah.
That you turn into a God thing.
Or an ultimate thing.
An ultimate thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, so good.
Very, very
yeah.
good. So he's talking about, this is the chapter on power, and it's called The Seduction of Success. And just listen to this quote. All during his ministry, the disciples asked Jesus, when are you going to take power? When are you going to stop fraternizing with simple people? When are you going to start networking, raising money? When will you run for office? When's the first primary? When's our first TV special? Instead, Jesus served humbly and then was tortured and killed. And even when Jesus rose from the dead, he first appeared to women, the people who had no social status. Jesus' salvation is received not through strength, but through the admission of weakness and need. And Jesus' salvation was achieved not through strength, but through surrender, service, sacrifice, and death. This is one of the great messages of the Bible. God chooses the weak things of the world to shame the strong, the foolish and despised things to shame the wise, even the things that are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, 1 Corinthians 1:29-31, that's how God does it. So if you'd like to win this, we're going to asking you to text the word power to 800-456-8910. We'll pick two random winners from the texts that come in, and we'll give away these two books.
We've been echoing all morning, hey, we've got books to give away. Hey, we've got books to give away. That's true, we've got books to give away. Well, we have our two winners. So on behalf of Hitch, you can stop texting. Bless his heart. I just asked him a couple of minutes ago. I said, is there any way to like mass delete? Like once we get our two winners to go through and highlight mass delete? He's like, nope. So he's still wading back through trying to get the addresses for the Hope Remains.
Right.
Those 20 winners. So he's going to be wading through. But here's the great thing. You are the best listening family. You respond like nobody's business. I even went and looked at my podcast off air on Apple Podcast just a couple of minutes ago. And I think I had like, I don't know, 700 and something.
New subscriptions?
No, I can't see the subscriptions, but the like the 5-star review.
Oh.
And right now I'm like 8 away from being over 800. So just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love just the community and what we've built together. I love that, I don't know, maybe because Easter's right around the corner and I was reading a book last night, When God Weeps. It's a book that Paige Brown recommended. But I don't know, just the fact that we have this community that we can lean in, look to Jesus, especially when we've got a world that truly has gone mad, to know that God is in control and that he's got us and that we really do have the best story that's ever told. We have hope no matter what happens in this world. We have hope. And when you can come around like-minded people and lean into that together, it's just such a special thing. So thank you for being that with us.
One of America's favorite snack items may not exist had it not been for the Army quartermaster in World War II.
Okay, tell everybody what a quarter, because
quartermaster is one of the guys whose his job is...
I thought you were
going
to say quarterback.
No, quarter...
Like played for the Army.
Quartermaster is the guy who's in charge of supplies.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
Things like that.
Gotcha.
When you need something, you go to the quartermaster.
Equipment manager.
Basically.
Okay.
In some ways, if you want to bring it down to football.
You're going to have to relate this to football or something.
I know. So he's the guy. They've said probably as far back as the Roman army that an army marches on its stomach. It's important to be fed.
Oh, okay.
It's one of the most hardest things about, you know, maintaining an army, especially in battle.
Feeding that army. You got to have supply lines open.
Mm-hmm.
Quartermaster is in charge of some of that. So during World War II, one of the things that the quartermaster and was experimenting with was they were dehydrating everything. Makes it easier to pack, makes it easier to get into the field, and then you just add water and there it is. So one of the things they were trying to dehydrate was cheese, which is hard to do, apparently, because the fat in the cheese melts down, and then that's part of the moisture that goes away. Well, you can't replace that by adding water. So it was very hard to find a way to dehydrate cheese. They found a way to kind of powder white cheddar cheese, and so they were doing that. And about the time they had compressed all these bricks of dehydrated cheese, the war ended. And they found themselves with warehouses full of dehydrated cheese bricks and nothing to do with them.
Hmm.
And they thought, well, we've been kind of helping the dairy industry along with all this orders of dairy that we've been. We don't want to leave the dairy farmers high and dry.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided they would sort of sell the bricks of dehydrated cheese back to the guys they got it from so that they could then use it and resell it and do whatever. So the guys that had been military suppliers found themselves with these bricks of dehydrated white cheddar and didn't quite know what to do with it. So this guy named Charles Doolin, who had been a military supplier and ended up founding the Frito Company, had these corn puffs. Now, we're familiar with corn puffs, corn pop cereal, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They'd been puffing corn and puffing rice for a while. So he had these corn puffs, and he took this cheddar cheese powder and sprinkled it onto the corn puffs.
And made cheese puffs.
And Cheetos were born.
Wow. Huh.
So without the quartermaster in World War II, cheese puffs, Cheetos, Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Yeah, all that.
All of that may not exist.
Huh.
And are they still making it with the surplus from World War II?
I don't think so, no.
Dave told us the story of Cheetos the origin story just a few minutes ago, which was pretty cheesy, honestly. I'm sorry, that was corny. And both of those things were exactly what I intended them to be, because did you know that the word cheesy, I just wondered, where did we get that word? It has nothing to do, why did we pick on cheese and corn to describe something that is over the top, that is silly, dad jokes is what we call them today.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But these things go back to the 1890s, and apparently it was in Great Britain that was a synonym for something that was cheap or hollow or tin or thin. And that's where it had nothing to do with cheese or corn whatsoever. Just something hollow, something thin became cheesy, according to Edom Online and FluentU, two websites that I visit frequently. And by the way, since we're talking about this, why should you never play poker in the jungle? Too many cheetahs. There you go. There's your cheesy follow-up to Dave's story.
No words, Dave. You know, I really have no words. Like
every now and then.
He surprised even us.
Well, that's not what I was going to say. Every now and then I bring a story that I like and find a reason to regret it.
Off Air with Carmen, new episode today, Summer and Rep, part of our listening family. You just heard Summer a couple of minutes ago. If you want to hear the podcast, maybe you can flag it and listen later. It's available at Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, and go subscribe. I love your support. Thank you so much. It's just a way for other folks to find it on the different platforms. But this is just one that you're just going to want to hear. Summer is so encouraging, and if you've walked through a hard time, it may not be as hard as what Summer and Rep are walking. But man, just to know that there's hope, and that is the name of their new book, Hope Remains, and all those links if you want to read the book. I'll tell you, the other night I was laying in bed, I knew the story, and I was ugly crying in reading the book. But it's just a book that, yes, it's hard, but hang with it, because the good and the hope comes. But all of those links are available at themorningcruise.com.
Bill's Big Word of the Day.
This week, for some reason, I don't know why, but I'm choosing words that have to do with our spiritual battle. So the word today is dismay. It can be used as a verb or a noun. I'll use it as the noun. It's sudden, complete loss of courage or sudden delusionment. This word goes way, way back prior to the 1200s, an old Germanic root that meant to be able. And you put the Latin prefix dis on that, and you've got a word that means being robbed of ability or strength. So here is your sentence. For the Christian, the death of Christ at Easter banishes dismay. That's the big word of the day today, dismay.